Hey y'all. Today we're going to talk about politics. Or whether or not you should be political as an iOS developer. And this is going to be a podcast episode of my podcast, Rambling iOS Developer. And it's going to be a video recorded one because I was thinking it's a good topic to talk about. And I kind of want to have that exposure on both of my platforms, on my YouTube channel and on my podcast that I recently just started. So, if you would like to listen to my voice and just listen to the episode, you are more than welcome to do it on your podcast app. And on the podcast app, you're gonna see a little music like that they have available that I like at the beginning, at the end. Like, so it's gonna, like, that's fun. And on YouTube video, you're just gonna see my face, like, talking at you about stuff. So, again, welcome to Rambling iOS Developer Podcast. Let's talk about politics. And let's talk about whether or not you should be political as a software engineer. So the reason why I decided to talk about it, because I remember other YouTubers, tech YouTubers, were talking about it and expressing their opinions. And my opinion has changed. Well, it's rather complicated. And I would like to give you a spoiler alert that I don't have a cookie cutter answer for you. It could have probably been a video if I had, like, straightforward answer, like, hey, you should be political, this is why, this is how, this is where, or you should not be political, what, no matter what, and this is why. And that probably would be like 10 15 minute video and I would have been done. But it's more complicated than that. It's way more complicated than that. That's why I decided to sit down with you on my podcast episode and record it as a video. And you can listen to it whichever way you want. You can listen on YouTube. Sometimes I just listen to YouTube as a podcast. So let's break it down and let's get started from where you should not be political. I think I have one cookie cutter answer for you. It's where you should not be political, and that place is LinkedIn. Look, I don't care what other people say or how other people use LinkedIn. It's a platform where professionals network with each other. It's a place where recruiters will look at your profile and to connect you regarding a job. It's a place where hiring managers will look you up when they would like to learn more about you as a candidate. And you don't want to, and you don't want to distract them with the issues that they probably wouldn't like to see on the LinkedIn. So don't get them distracted. Don't get distracted. This is platform where you go to get a job. For me personally, I use LinkedIn for network with my professional peers, with other iOS developers. For example, I'm interviewing at new companies, so I would like to connect with other people, with other iOS developers there. I would like to connect with other iOS developers on my company, like on LinkedIn, so we have some sort of connection outside of work. I connect with the hiring managers. Number two, I market myself on LinkedIn by engaging with the professional conversations, by posting my videos and podcast episodes that, like, I am passionate about tech. This is what I am doing. This is my brand. And number three, to get a job. Network, market yourself, and get a job. This is it. This is it. I'm not there to look at cat videos. It's really annoying. I'm not there to religious messages or religious posts from other people. Again, super annoying because it's not a religious platform. It is not a religious platform. I'm tired of politics on LinkedIn because I go there to establish my professional network, to see where do I go from here, and just professionally connect with other developers so we can refer each other to a job, so we can learn about each other, so we can engage in the conversation with each other. This is it. That's why I highly recommend you not to be political on LinkedIn. Because, look, the level of, I want to say, stupidity of some of the people who engage in the very inappropriate topics on LinkedIn, it's just staggering. You put your employer right then and there, and then you are engaging in a conversations that, like, clearly not professional. You're clearly showing the worst version of yourself online that everybody can see where you work, everybody can see what you do. And it's just like, no thank you. No thank you. But I wouldn't be political on other tech platforms where people just talk about tech. You know, people talk about tech, people go there to talk about tech, people go there to connect with other developers. So I personally would be upset to see just like a bunch of political posts on, like, let's say on Dev, I think it's what it's called, like it's a forum and they have a app and they're kind of like Twitter in a way, but or Facebook in a way, but it's just about tech community. And I would be pissed if I saw like a bunch of political posts there. So just not the place. You can be political on Twitter, you can be political on Facebook, you can be political anywhere, literally anywhere else, but LinkedIn and professional communities. And there is a time and a place for you to express your views. So now let's break it down case by case. Let's say you decided, you are a very passionate person, you decided to be bold and engage in conversations about politics and about social issues, acute social issues online. So how it would affect you as a iOS developer. So, on the one hand, like-minded developers, like-minded people, like-minded managers, they will see your profile. I mean, if politics and social justice and social norms is the only thing that you're talking about on your platform, then, you know, like, it probably wouldn't be as it wouldn't be as interesting for them to look at it. I mean, they will look at your profile just to see what kind of person you are, to create that kind of personality. But you're gonna attract like-minded people, like-minded developers, like-minded recruiters, like-minded people who would like to hire like-minded people. And it's a good thing. It's a good thing. I would like to work with people who, if not 100%, like, I don't expect 100%, but people at least close with my views, with how I see things. It's okay to disagree. It's okay to agree to disagree. It's okay to not talk about certain topics. It's okay to take a break. But I rather work with the people who support my views. And again, it doesn't have to be 100%, and we don't have to agree on anything. So, but it's something that I look after when I'm looking for a job, what kind of people I'm going to be working with. So if I'm going to be working with the people who absolutely don't support my views, I'm going to have a hard time with them, because it's not just work. It's not just work. At some point, we're going to hang out. At some point, we're going to have a conversation. At some point, we're going to have a small talk. And at some point, we are eventually going to expose each other to each other, our views to each other. And somebody is going to get upset or offended or whatever, whatever the case might be. So I like to work with like-minded people, or, you know, better yet, I like to work with diverse teams where there are all the people from different backgrounds and from with different views. Well, as long as they're not toxic, I'm okay with that. And diverse teams, the diversity is a really good thing. So that's one side of the coin. The other side of the coin, when you talk about very divisive issues, when you talk about very triggering issues like politics or religion, so let's throw religion to the pile as mine as well. Different people might have different reactions on that. And let's say we have a hiring manager who has a little different beliefs than you do, or you said something sensitive online and other person looks at it and thinks, no, like it will trigger them in a certain way. So, and that one might hinder your ability to find a job. I'm not saying that you won't find a job whatsoever, period, but it will hinder you. Because that person who is looking at your profile and looking at your messages and looking at your tweets or whatever it is, that might be not the only person from that company to give you an opportunity. There might be other people, but that person might very well block you from joining that company. It might be an obstacle for you to joining the company. So, and especially when you are in a situation where you're looking for a job, when you're in the job market, I personally would advise you to kind of keep it low. Keep it like if you have tendency to post very inflammatory posts or tweets or whatever it might be, I would advise you to not do that when you're looking for a job. Just maybe. And another thing is that Twitter is not really a safe place. So if you decided to go and talk about issues and be open with people, not all the people see it as a positive. Not all the people are the good people on there. There will be people who will screenshot your tweets and send them to your organization, to your manager. Say, look what Lucy said online. And is Lucy working for you? Is it really okay with you guys that you post that kind of that, like, you allow your employers to say that kind of stuff? Maybe you should think about it, or whatever the case might be. And that happens, and that sucks, because, well, I think whatever we do in our personal life outside of work has nothing to do with work, and should not be reported to our work. I mean, of course, if there are cases where there's like absolutely abusive and dangerous and harming other behaviors, like to the extreme, then like maybe. But my point is, outside of work, like my manager has no business knowing what I do in my personal life. I show up to work. I'm professional. I do my work. I go home. I'm done. I'm not offending anyone at work. I'm treating with dignity and respect my coworkers. I try to celebrate my coworkers. I try to do all the right thing. Whatever I do outside of work doesn't matter. If I do something illegal and I've been caught, we have justice system. And like I'm probably gonna have a record. And you have certain policy that I can work for your company because of the record. This is how we deal with that. That's how we deal with that. So again, I went a little tangent. I knew it's gonna happen. I knew it's gonna happen. But anyway, there is a danger of being a very openly political or very bold about your views, because again, when you post something inflammatory, that will trigger certain people in a certain way, and certain people may not like it, and certain people may take a step forward, whether to block you from the employment at their company, whatever they can, or go back to your manager and say, like, look, Lucy's that said that, so I don't think it's okay. And everybody knows that Lucy works for your company, so why don't you just fire Lucy? So here's that. But let's consider a scenario where you decide to not be political and you decide to kind of keep your views to yourself. Like maybe you have close circle of friends where you share similar ideas, similar views, and it's not bad. So it's probably going to be safer for you, because again, like you go online and like you don't post anything that will reflect your views. So yes, you kind of like it's good to be neutral. I may agree with that, but at the same time, you might have to deal with a little bit more homework, because you have to interview now more people and companies that you want to work for. Because interview is a two-way street. You interviewing them as much as they're interviewing you. It's not that you have to do it, but like again, like if you're neutral, like all kinds of companies are going to reach out to you. All kinds of people are going to reach out to you, because again, like you, like they don't see you in any certain way. So that might be good, especially if you're a new software developer, if you're a new iOS developer and you're trying to get in the industry. I would just focus on iOS, really. I mean, we're gonna talk about events and what's going on in our lives here in a second. But as a new iOS developer, it's just a little bit better and wiser to not talk about politics and to just focus on iOS stuff and post and talk about iOS stuff. That might be good as well. So here's where I stand. On Twitter, I definitely had said some stupid stuff that I'm not proud of. So whether like, I mean, it's never malicious on purpose, but then when other people start reacting on that, I think like, whoa, yeah, that was stupid. That caused certain reactions in people and I had to apologize. But at the same time, I can't just ignore certain social issues. There are social issues that I'm passionate about. I mean, we all had crazy election, right? No matter which side of the spectrum you are, whether you're like Democrat or Republican. That was crazy for all of us, really. And that was crazy for all of us. And usually I don't post stuff like, hey, vote for this candidate or vote for that candidate, because it's not something that I do. It's not something that I do on my profile. Like, that's like out of the question. I might do it on my Facebook page where my friends or semi-friends and just people I want to chill and be get to know on more so personal level, like we just have fun. We don't talk about job, we don't talk about tech, we don't talk about anything professional. We just share whatever. We just share our lives and, you know, like food pictures. Well, it's Instagram. Well, you know what I'm saying. We're not networking professionally. We're just trying to get to know each other on a personal level. So there, yeah, I will post a thing or two about issues that like I'm very passionate about, and I'm more so outspoken and loud on Facebook rather than on Twitter. But there are certain issues that I can just ignore. I just can't. And I really don't want to get political on this podcast, because it is not a political podcast. It is still a professional, semi-professional podcast, semi-professional YouTube channel. I talk about iOS. But when you see injustice, and when you see that other groups of people dying, when you see that, I just can't ignore it. I have to say something. I feel like I have to say something. Because at the same time, when there are really, really awful things going on in your country, you gotta react. I gotta react. I can't just be silent about certain things that are happening in my country. I have an opinion, and I want things to change. And this is when I speak out. So, well, should we get political? I get well, content warning. It's gonna get a little bit political here. So, I posted a lot of stuff about I posted a rather many tweets or like expressed my opinion when George Floyd was killed, because it is triggering. This, it was awful. It was tragic. It was traumatic for the United States, and not just for the United States, but for the reaction when through all over the world. Really, all over the world. And I felt like, because I have connection with a lot of Black developers, a lot of Black people who are just my friends, that my spouse is Black, I couldn't just not say anything. Because it hit really, really close to home for me. Because when I saw that image, I started thinking about my friends or my spouse or my extended family. It couldn't have been any of them, and it just breaks my heart. It just breaks my heart, and I that's why I couldn't be silent. So, and I just refuse to be silent on the certain issues. And if a company has an issue with that, you know, like, again, I would like to work with like-minded people. This kind of where I stand. And let me go on another tangent. Your views, let's say you have more conservative views or more liberal views, your views may not necessarily hinder you from any employment that with the people that have different views. Because I remember when I was looking for a job, and you know, I wouldn't call myself social justice warrior. It's not who I am on Twitter. Like, no, I post about iOS stuff and randomly about other stuff that is going on in my life, but mostly iOS focused. And I got an interview with a very conservative company. And that was interesting. And I had to be really, like, because I realized when I look at, when I read about the company and, like, what's going on, I realized that, like, oh, this is what's going on. This is what's happening right now. So I had to bring the conversation on the interview. I asked them, like, very openly about if they would be okay with a certain person on their team. And I don't want to rephrase it, but it was very direct. It was very political, very political. It's something that I never do on the interview. I never get political in the interviews with them. Oh boy, Did I get political? Yes. And surprisingly, they had really good reaction on that, and they said, like, yes, we professionals, but we're open to anyone. We just don't talk about politics at work, but, you know, like, we welcome anyone. And they invited me on the second round of the interview, and I bumped it, and I had a lot of first thoughts whether or not I should work there, but I bumped it. It's not because of my views, it just, I bumped the interview. So with that being said, like, not necessarily like you being open about your views will hinder your ability to get a job, but definitely it might reflect negatively on certain people. So, should you be political on social media as an iOS developer? I think this is something that you should answer for yourself. I have a silver lining. I post about stuff that I deeply care about. And I normally post it once or twice. And then I focus on my iOS content because, like, my accounts, my profiles, they're iOS related. So I just say, hey, like, this is how I feel right now. But then let's talk about Kanban and SwiftUI. Hey, like, this is what happened. This is my reaction. And let's talk about, I don't know, Rx, Swift, or either topic is that I'm curious about technical stuff, because I would like to keep my accounts in focus, even though I deviate sometimes time to time for with different topics, but I would like to keep laser focus on iOS, because this is why so many people follow me. People are interested in iOS. I'm interested in iOS. I want to post about iOS. If, like, let me just say that all the political tweets, like all the, like, tweets that, like, were a reaction on certain things happening in our country, I posted them not because I want to post them, but because I had to post them. I feel like I had to post them. Before 2016 election, I wasn't as political, really. Like, I was more so apolitical. Like, I couldn't care less about politics. I mean, you know, I had my certain preferences and certain views, but, like, things were okay. But then, ooh, I have really strong opinions about stuff and about issues. So here's that. So, should you be political? I don't know. I really don't know. It's about how you feel. But no matter what you do, whether or not you decide to voice your opinions, no matter if you decide to just keep it to yourself, more importantly, treat other people with dignity and respect. Don't insult other people. Don't attack other people. Treat everybody with respect and be kind to one another. And it's going to be all right, even if you are more expressive and more vocal about views, because it's not just about your views, it's about you as a person. And if people see a kind, decent person in you, then it's gonna be okay. Well, thank you for rambling with me, and I think I'm done. Thank you, and I will see you in the next video.